This is an article taken from the BBC News website. Trenches and big holes, working at the nuclear dawn. It was the dawn of the nuclear age. In 1946, the government set up a research site on the use of atomic energy outside the village of Harwell. Fast forward 80 years, and the Harwell Science and Innovation Campus in Oxfordshire now has the UK's largest concentration of national research facilities, including the Diamond Light Source. One man who has watched it grow from a post-war outpost to a multi-million pound research centre is Griff Bowen, now 99, who first started working there in 1948. A former RAF base, Harwell was in Berkshire at the time, and was chosen because its existing buildings and infrastructure made it easier to develop at speed. At the time, Bowen, who had served as a stoker in the Royal Navy, lived in the nearby village of Chiltern and was looking for work. He recalled how he got the job after a five-minute chat with the plant's labour officer. Bowen said, "When I came here, it was all trenches and big holes in the ground. There was only about 200 of us here." Bowen was required to sign the Official Secrets Act and keep his work confidential. "Safety was as important back then as it is today," said Bowen, who was required to wear a dosimeter device or film badge to monitor for radiation levels. With the country only 3 years removed from the end of the war, Bowen says the site quickly developed into a close-knit community. "The camaraderie was great because most of us were ex-service people. Everybody was very friendly at that particular time. We all sort of mixed in and did the best for everybody," he added. Bowen was responsible for the safe disposal of solid and liquid radioactive waste and escorting it to different sites, which could take a considerable amount of time. Waste from the site was treated at the liquid effluent treatment plant before safe disposal, with some escorted to the Windscale nuclear plant in Cumbria, now known as Sellafield, for storage. Bowen worked his way through different roles, but was always part of the same team responsible for waste disposal. He was given several promotions and was managing a team of 25 people before retiring in 1990. His daughter, Teresa, followed him and is now in her 50th year of working on and around the campus.